Something might happen here, and if it does, so what?
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, rah, 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 rah.
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Do you think that might be really boring?
What?
Here comes a pizza.
Boy, we're hilarious guys, aren't we?
Sure.
You know, they're not uniforms.
Maybe you can hire.
And Vince.
Show.
We're beginning an episode.
It's the start and the onset of a new experience for you.
Folks, start your podcast.
Yeah, this is a special 420 edition of the Ben and Vince Show.
Belatedly,
you may not be
though.
Listening to it on 420, but that's, you know, it's. That's how much of a 420 show it is. It time traveled to today.
It's a 420 show in spirit.
Yeah. So how are you celebrating?
I don't know, man. Smocking the couch.
Wow. That's some sweet new slang.
I don't know. How are you celebrating?
I went to work and now I'm doing a podcast.
Wow, that's very exciting.
But it's totally lit.
Oh my god.
All day.
Oh no. Stop.
It's, do we ever talk about this time that Microsoft tried to have an intern event?
Oh, I think so.
Okay. Maybe you just saw it on the internet.
I think I just saw it on the internet, yeah.
Yeah. For the listeners who don't know what we're talking about, this is just yet another example of Microsoft just like utterly failing. And anyway, they were like, yeah, they were trying to have it was a recruiting event. And so they sent out this invite to like, you know, everybody at whatever college that was like, yeah, come on, you know, there's going to be like cool drinks and snacks and, you know, hashtag heck yes to getting lit on a Monday night.
Oh my god.
It's so bad. Yeah, they tried so hard.
And got so far.
Yeah, I mean, everybody heard about it. So.
But in the end, it didn't even matter.
Yeah. I think it mattered the opposite. Well, so what else is going on?
I don't know. Did you hear about this juice machine?
No.
Oh, man.
In our studio?
No, we don't have one because we can't afford it.
You're talking about the Super Coke machine or whatever?
No, what is that?
I mean, it's, you know, new as of like 2007, maybe. You know, the one where it just has a touch screen and it's not, you know, it all comes out of the same nozzle.
No, I'm not talking about a soda machine.
What is those called, though? It's like the super machine or something.
Yeah, no, it's the Coke Freestyle.
Is that what it's called, the Freestyle?
You were close.
It's really called the Freestyle?
No, it's called Coke Freestyle.
Okay, whatever. But
what did you think it was called? Super Machine?
Yeah. I mean, that's a better name. Freestyle is that, I guess that's because like anything could come out
You can freestyle. Like, you can mix it up. You can you can make a, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Pibb plus.
No, they don't have Mr. Pibb. That's not a Coke product.
Is there? What's the Coke version of Mr. Pibb?
I don't think they have one. Oh, well, Cherry Coke, right?
That's not. Is that? No, that's not what Mr. Pibb is. Mr. Pibb's like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, what's Dr. Pepper?
I think that's Pepsi.
No, I'm saying what is Dr. Pepper? It's just like a cherry soda. I know there's 23 flavors.
What are you talking about? It's got so many different flavors. It's so unique.
Second of all, there's no such thing as Mr. Pibb, okay?
What do you mean there's no such thing?
Mr. Pibb, that's sexist.
What do you it should be? It should be Mr. Pibb?
No, it should be Pibb Extra, which is what it is.
Right, Pibb Extra. Oh, man. That's not just like a more extreme version?
No, it's the same thing. They tricked you.
I have not bought a Mr. Pibb nor a Pibb Extra probably ever. So I guess they tricked me, but the joke's on them because they didn't get any of my money.
Anyway, I don't think Dr. Pepper is Coke or Pepsi.
Are you sure? I think it's Pepsi.
I don't think it's Pepsi, man. If you know the answer to this, call in. It's 862-234-0491. And if you're a soda insider.
Yeah, actually, I know someone who works for Nielsen and works on the Pepsi account. So
why does Pepsi have an account?
You know, like they're the Pepsi, you know, as in like, you know, like Don Draper would say, like I never watched that show, but you know, like,
you didn't miss much.
The Laramie account or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is Nielsen an ad agency? I thought they just measured numbers on TV.
They measure numbers in a lot of places, turns out.
Okay.
Yeah, like all kinds of ads and other things.
So is your friend like in trouble now because they told him to make that Kendall Jenner ad?
That is a great question. I wonder if they had something to do with it.
I heard it was Pepsi's in-house ad team that came up with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Nielsen comes up with ads. I think they help measure the impact of. Although I think they also do analyze like, you know, market trends or whatever.
Market watch.
Yeah, they got a market watch guy over there. But I heard I guess I heard this like a year ago and now it's coming true that the new trend coming, because she's working in the UK now, but the new trend coming from the UK to here, to America, our country that we live in, is Hygge.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Hygge.
But
that's spelled Hygge.
Wait, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But how do you pronounce it?
You probably pronounced it like Hig.
Yeah, wait. How am I supposed to say it?
No, it's Hig Extra. No, it's Hygge.
Okay, so like.
Or more, maybe like Hygge.
Hugo, like Hugo, like the science fiction awards, but
yeah, I thought you were gonna say like the actor. Yeah, so, kind of. I mean,
okay. What is it, like an exercise?
No, it's about being comfortable and cozy.
Yeah, so I'm so behind on the trends. This is very unlike me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've seen you in yoga class trying to do the Hygge pose. Everyone thinks you're dumb.
Wait, so it's like an IKEA thing?
It's like a Danish thing, I think, yeah.
Like, that sounds like the name of a couch that I bought there.
Yeah. Really? What was the name of the couch that you bought?
I don't know, Hygge.
I had one that was like... it was a K. Start with a K. Like, Klarnavat or something. Civic. That was something else.
That was a, wait, so, okay, so what am I, is it an activity, or is it like no, it's just a principle?
It's like a mood or a way of, you know, like drinking hot chocolate by a roaring fire while wearing like colorful socks or something.
And then you just say, this is so Hygge.
Yeah, and then you buy products that help you attain that atmosphere.
So can I get Hygge by smoking weed?
Yeah, especially today. No, but it has to be like, you know, peppermint flavored or something.
Oh, man, that's weird.
Wait, what about vaping? Is that Hygge?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's anything.
I mean, it's something. It's not anything good.
Yeah. Did I tell you my manager's manager vapes? I'm pretty sure I brought that up earlier.
I don't think so.
I see her outside doing it.
At least she's doing it outside.
Yeah.
You know, right. The whole thing is that you can, it's just vapor.
Yeah. Right. I mean, by that logic, like, you can also be an asshole inside, but I don't want you to do that either.
Well, right, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just vapor. Well, anyway, the super machine, it's because it can freestyle any flavor out of it into your cup.
Right, so hold on a second. I'm just taking notes over here.
Taking notes? What are you writing on that pad? Yeah, that's just a drawing of me with an arrow through the head. I'm more of a doodle. But, are you planning something? What are you? No, now you're adding a stupid mustache? I don't have a mustache.
Right. So, okay.
You added a speech balloon saying, I suck.
The juice machine?
Yeah.
I think this is another thing that I've only seen written down. I never heard anyone pronounce it, but it's called
Does this have a celebrity spokesperson?
Not that I know of. I don't know.
I mean, I think OJ should get involved.
It's called it's called the Juicero, or maybe the Juicero.
The Juicero.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh man, it's the hottest thing in Silicon Valley for the past year.
Silicon Valley.
Well, okay, it got like a ton of VC funding, like from all these different companies, groups.
Is this the Wi? It connects to Wi-Fi and it like yells at you or something.
It does connect to Wi-Fi. It's a cold press juice machine. Okay, so first of all, we're already hitting the buzzwords. Cold press.
Yeah, what is that?
It means it presses the juice for you and it's cold.
As opposed to what, like if I had a hot orange,
like if it was like a hot brewed juice.
I see. Like if I had boiling water.
Yeah, like you know.
As opposed to like a tea kettle.
Well, you know how cold brew coffee is really in, and juice.
Yeah, but
is
that's
also
coffee.
Really... Well, this is supposed to be like the Keurig machine, but for juice.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. So. the analog for the K cup here is like an apple.
No, it's a pouch. Okay.
A pouch.
The pouch contains a mystery ingredient which you're not allowed to know about. But you buy these things like, you know, you can only buy them first of all if you already have the machine. Okay. Uh-huh. And then so you buy them.
What would it be without the machine?
I don't know. From the app or whatever, they send it to you.
Uh-huh.
They cost like at least $5 a piece.
Right.
Okay. And then you put it in your machine. It's like a square pouch.
Uh-huh.
Then the machine applies 4 tons of force to squeeze the juice
out of. The thing,
and you get 8 ounces of juice
for $5.
Cold press, yeah.
Okay.
This machine costs $400.
Right. Yes, I saw that.
Although that's down from its initial price of $700.
Oh, good. They improved the technology.
If you want to, if you're a business and you want to buy it, you actually have to pay $1,200.
What? That doesn't make sense. None of this.
So this has been like the, you know, the VCs love it. Everyone in Silicon Valley loves it. You know, I'm getting my juice. I'm living healthy.
Right.
So it turns out Bloomberg, speaking of MarketWatch, Bloomberg did some investigative journalism.
Mm.
They found out that what's inside the pouch is just like basically pureed fruits and vegetables.
So I want to clarify about the investigative journalism. Was that about, you know, step one, open the pouch?
Yeah, so they cut a little hole in the bottom of the pouch.
What do you mean a little hole? Just open it.
Well, they cut a little... Well, okay, maybe they opened it, another one first, but the one that was in the video, they just cut a little hole in the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
And then they squeeze it with their hands, and the juice all comes out. And you don't need this stupid machine at all.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say you don't need the pouch either, because you can buy fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, but they're already pureed for you.
Right. Okay, so you're paying for the puree. It's the opportunity cost of pureeing.
It applies 4 tons of force, Ben. It's enough force to lift a Tesla.
Oh, man. That's great.
So now everybody looks really stupid now.
Oh, yeah?
Because we found out how dumb this stupid machine is, and everyone's been like so into it for the past year.
Oh, man.
You know, their CEO released some, he wrote a big Medium post the other day.
Yeah,
trying to like defend himself or defend the juice machine, the juicero.
Yeah,
the juicero, whatever.
What did he say?
Oh, a bunch of dumb shit.
I mean, like, is he okay?
It was like, this is for the struggling mother who doesn't want to clean up a blender when she's making juice for her kids. This is for the executive who wants to have a fresh, healthy lifestyle in that's monitored by the app or whatever. And it's like, well, you know, we have technology, so, you know, it's over Wi-Fi, and it reads the QR code on the back of the pouch, and it won't make the juice if it's expired.
This is the future.
Right. So I guess if your internet goes down, you're not having any $5 juice.
Why does it need an internet connection? I mean, I'm sure the date is encoded into the QR code already,
this
right?
This is the internet of things. Which,
where in this case, things are pouches of something that's already juice.
Yeah, so if you have the Juicero at home, call in 862-234-0491. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, give us your feedback. I mean, like, you know, dumb question, but, like, is this guy doing this on purpose?
What, or making money?
Yeah, like...
Getting, like, literally millions of dollars in funding to make a thing that... like, doesn't do anything.
I mean, like, does he know it's a scam, or is he actually believing?
This guy has, like, 15 years of experience in the food and beverage industry. Okay, he used to work for Coca-Cola, makers of popular soft drink Mellow Yellow.
Was that what he was working on?
No, I don't know what he was working on.
Was he behind New Coke?
No, that was before. You know,
Yes. Well, so like, I mean, this is just stupid, obviously. I mean, I was gonna ask like what was in the pouch. I mean, I thought it was gonna be like a powder or something.
No, it's just like it's like a moist, condensed fruit vegetable. Like as far as I can tell, they just like put some fruit in a blender and put it in a pouch. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. So the struggling mother doesn't have time to clean her blender.
Right.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's for the struggling mother demographic who doesn't have time to clean the blender but does have $400 for a juice machine.
Yeah, and an extra $5 per 8 ounces of juice.
8 ounces.
Now, to be fair, if you do it by hand, it only comes out to like 7.5 ounces.
So the 4 tons.
Yeah.
Just half an ounce.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that is convenient. You know, you can make your juice, and then if your car runs out of electricity, you can use the juice machine to, like, push it to a gas station, too.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me, a charging station.
Right.
Yeah. That's great. And then probably, you know, that's what they're drinking on SpaceX also.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this I don't know. Do you have to drink juice if you just only consume Soylent?
Good question.
That turned out to be bad too, right?
I don't know. I knew someone at work who was doing it, and then they stopped because I don't remember what his reason was. I think his reason was he realized that this guy who makes it is just like, he's just some guy who doesn't know anything. So,
I mean, that's what every startup is, right?
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Even like established companies. Like, didn't Facebook make an airplane that crashed because they forgot to make it have any flaps?
Facebook made an airplane?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like a people airplane. It was like a Wi-Fi airplane or something.
I see. Yeah, well, that's, 5G, I mean,
airplane, whatever.
They couldn't, like, hire some people from the aerospace industry.
No, like, the people in the aerospace industry who
know
things about planes, yeah, exactly. They're stuck in this, like, old-school mentality of, like, this is the way we've always done it. Like, just because we've always made planes with flaps on them doesn't make that a good reason to make a plane with flaps. We have to disrupt the airstrip by crashing our plane into it while we're trying to land.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. That old school mentality of, like, you know, that, like, things have to actually work. It's so outdated.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you buy a radio, it works. And it just works for, like, 70 years.
It just works.
Else. Yeah.
Think different. So,
but not that different. Yeah, well, what was I going to say about the juice machine?
I too was going to say something about it and can't remember.
Perfect. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Oh, I think I remember. Yeah, someone at my office, he bought like a Nespresso machine.
Okay, yeah.
And then he was describing. What?
Do you have one in your office?
I think he has one.
Like a personal one at his desk?
I think he and someone else went in on it, so they, like, share it.
Where is it located?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it.
You gotta find that thing, man.
It's not for general use.
No, but you got, like, fine. I'm not saying you have to use it, but, like, don't you think it's weird that there's these two people bought a machine and they're, like, hiding it somewhere?
No.
I mean, like, where could it possibly... Is it in the bathroom? Is it, like, in a kitchen cabinet? Is it, like...
I just don't go to this guy's desk ever.
Maybe
so
it's inside his computer.
Maybe it's connected to Wi-Fi and it's stealing all our intellectual property.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
So, the Internet of Things...
Oh, yeah.
...is causing us to run out of IP addresses...
Who's using IPv4 for their thing?
Well, okay. That's the idea behind IPv6. Well, I mean,
right.
Maybe not necessarily from Internet of Things specifically, but right. We got this email the other day. MIT is, like, selling off a bunch of their IPv4 addresses.
Dude, they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, well, they own every IPv4 address that starts with 18.
Nice.
So they have a lot that they're not using. So, yeah. But then they, like, casually mention at some point in the email, they're like, we control 20 nonillion IPv6 addresses.
Right. Yeah. Well, so does everyone.
Yeah.
So yeah, just use that for your thing.
So the espresso machine.
Well, I was just gonna say, MIT. It probably has a bunch of those from like when the internet first started, right?
What, IPv4 addresses?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they have everything that starts with 18.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's quite a lot.
Like when I lived in the fraternity.
Yeah.
Our fraternity that had like 30 people living there controlled the entirety of 18.215.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, holy shit.
Like, my building where I work right now is 18.83.
For one building.
I'm not positive about that, but we definitely had all of 18.215. We were only using like .0 and .1.
Right.
But like, there's no other 18.215.
Holy shit, man. That's like, yeah, you're sitting on a gold mine here. Anyway, what is it? It's like up to like, I think it's more than $1 per address.
I have no idea. It says MIT holds, well, obviously 16 million IPv4 addresses. Right.
Yeah.
And 20 nonillion IPv6 addresses.
Sure. Right. Well, anyway, yeah.
IPv6 is capable of 340 undecillion addresses.
Sure, yeah.
340 trillion, trillion, trillion.
I mean, you know, that sounds like a lot, but I think, you know, we'll find a way to make them run out.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. I mean,
it's going to be like, I need an address for every, like, you know, individual seed that got extracted from a fruit that went into the juice packet.
If every person on Earth has like 100 billion trillion IP addresses, then we'll run out.
Yeah. Again, we'll come close to running out. But, you know, maybe a better example, for every like cancer cell that is eradicated using some IoT-enabled cancer drug. You know, we need to track that. So, yeah, you know, just don't spend them too quickly, all right? Even if you do have a non-nillion.
I thought Wi-Fi was going to give me cancer.
Yeah, so it's a vicious cycle.
What about the espresso machine?
Right, so so he was just telling me about how like it's supposed to be like he says they're trying to market themselves as like, you know, the upscale Keurig machine. So like he said when he went,
well, who is trying to market themselves? This guy and his friend? Are they like selling access to the machine? Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's a good question. I wonder if they'll let anyone, you know. But the thing is, like...
But, like, K-cups aren't espresso, though.
Sure, right. So, I mean, you know...
Is it just the fact that it's espresso makes it upscale?
Well, and the following. So he said he went to the...
Wait, are you going to tell me that the packets look like condoms?
Does that make it upscale?
That's just what I heard about espresso machines.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't actually seen it, but
right,
like,
of course. Where are they hiding it? Why does that not bother you?
I don't care.
But like, where could it possibly be?
It's probably just at this one dude's desk. I don't think I've ever actually been to his desk.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, where could it possibly be? I don't know. The lab.
Does he have an office or like?
I think he has an office.
Okay, it's probably in his office then.
He probably shares the office, but still. Anyway, so he said he went to the store to buy more of the like
Condoms.
Pods or whatever they are.
Condoms.
Yeah, condoms, podules. And there's like a whole store just for it, first of all. So that's ridiculous.
Like a physical store?
A brick and mortar retail establishment.
What's this company called?
Nespresso.
Nespresso?
Nespresso. Nes, like Nintendo Entertainment System. Presso, like. Yeah,
I mean, I've heard of that. I guess I thought it was just like a Nesquik for espresso.
Yeah. See, yeah. See, that's, I think they got a rebrand. Is it, I think it's like Nestle. Is that right?
I think we have this at my office, though.
Okay, there you go.
I don't drink espresso, so I don't know.
I bet it has, you know, 20 million IPs assigned to it. So anyway, he went to the store, and there's like a guy in a suit there who's like trying to sell you these pods. Like, they have a salesman whose job it is to like talk about all the different flavors.
How expensive are the pods?
Yeah, I know, right? I don't remember what he said, what they are, but it's like pretty ridiculous, I think. And so these pods are also, yeah, they're like RFID tagged with with like the, you know, so then when you put them in the machine, you know, based on the quality of whatever, you know, all those stats about the beans that are in the pod or whatever, you know, the machine will like make it differently. You know, it'll roast or it'll grind it the you know, finer or less fine. Or
okay, is that really happening, or is that just so that like you can't use knockoff pods?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. I think he said. So then he was telling me he was on like a blog or like a forum even about people who like try to hack these things to figure out like how to get more, you know, yield or whatever term he wanted to use. You know, so like the machine, you know, it'll only brew it for this long and so you'll get this much coffee. But if you like tweak the, you know, the encoding, then you'll get more, and maybe it still tastes fine. You know, you're just trying to get around the.
You're gonna overclock.
Anyway,
it.
This is all so stupid.
Yeah, that was his. That was the Juicero guy's other defense was that, well, you know, you lots of people hack lots of this. You know, people hack Keurig machines all the time. And like,
what is that? How is that? What is that a defense about? Like,
well, it's like, okay, well, just because you can hack our machine by just throwing it in the garbage and using your hands.
Oh, is that what he means by
doesn't mean that's like the best way to do it.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. You want to take a break?
Yeah, I'm thirsty. I'm going to go boil some grape juice.
Yeah, hot brew.
Today there is indisputable scientific evidence. The world is becoming a hotter place to live. What can the individual citizen do about the heat?
There's nothing mellow about it. It's hot and hot and so hot and hot and hot and hot. Oh, want a little bit of hot and a little bit of. Just a little bit of.
All right, welcome back to Pod Save America. We've got a special guest here in the studio.
I'm very excited to have them on.
It's Amira.
Hi, you know, thank you for having me on. It's not every day I get to talk to my heroes.
Wow.
I'm just so excited to have this opportunity.
It's not every day I'm called a hero. I mean, it's like every other day, I guess, but, you know, that's 2 days in a row.
You're good for at least 2 days.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How has your 420 been so far?
Yeah, like we talked about at the beginning of the episode, this is a special 420 episode. No matter what day you're actually hearing it, it's
because we're recording live, obviously. But in the spirit of 420,
yeah,
you know, it's belatedly being celebrated.
Well, in the spirit of 420, it's put up a few days late, so
don't
think you can top that.
Yeah. Well, I think Vince had earlier asked me what I did to celebrate, and the answer was really exciting. So what about you, Vince?
You already asked me. I told you, smack the koosh.
Oh, yeah, right. So, right.
Yeah, and you decided to work on a project while everyone else is out, you know, ordering pizzas and watching Bob's Burgers, so I can see you guys are really into it.
Yeah, well, you know, my boss made me come in even though I told him it's a holiday.
Yeah, he rarely even, like, talks to us anymore, but he, like, specifically sent us a letter being like, I know it's 420 and you therefore have to come to work. Wait, did he retire or something?
Yeah, you're the boss now. I was talking about you.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know, content is king, so you have to keep chugging it out.
Oh, content is king. That's a great line. Did you invent that?
You can say this might not be my first rodeo.
Whoa, did you invent that?
No, I think an old person, probably in Missouri, did. But
an old person.
From a rodeo. I've been to a rodeo, but I've never been in a rodeo, unfortunately.
What was your experience like at the rodeo?
A lot of people who look like thumbs go to rodeos. Like very nondescript round people.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you remember
I highly recommend.
Do you remember that thing, Thumb Wars?
Yeah.
From like maybe like 1999 or something.
That was like the same time as like hamsterdance.com.
Maybe. I mean, those are not really related.
Oh no. Oh wait, I'm thinking of thumb something else.
What are you thinking of?
There was like a commercial with thumbs that where the thumbs were like reenacting Titanic and like a bunch of movies.
No, that was what Thumb Wars was. It was like Star Wars acted out by thumbs.
Oh, well, what was the little book that you could buy that you like stuck your thumb through it with your friend and like did a like thumb wrestling?
No. You're thinking of like the like fortune teller thing?
No, I'm thinking of thumb wrestling.
Well, there's no book in thumb wrestling.
Well, you can buy a book where you put your thumb, the book has holes in it, you put your thumbs through it, and then it makes it look like your thumbs are, like, in a boxing ring
shit.
Or, like, whatever.
That's sweet.
The book's, like,
I feel like we had
cardboard.
Very different childhoods.
Wait, why? What was yours like?
I didn't experience that. I think out in the boonies, we just did thumb wars, I guess, if we were really bored, but I don't think we did that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never heard of this book thing.
Yeah.
That's like technology.
That's too advanced.
Yeah.
What boonies are you from?
I hail from the Midwest, from Missouri.
Oh, I get the Missouri.
It's pretty reference. Exotic. You've probably never been.
We were just talking about
Missouri.
It's a brave
soul to get there.
We were just talking about Missouri on the previous episode.
Oh, I definitely listened to it.
Oh, that's weird that you didn't remember
that we talked about. Yeah, it's so crazy. That. You know, I just get so caught up in all your deep, free-flowing conversations that sometimes I lose track. I get too into it. So that happens sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, some people call that falling asleep.
Oh.
Here's my question.
But, yeah.
If content is king, what does that make content creators? Because that's what Ben is.
Right. No, that's what you both are. And I did want to talk about that. You know, you guys are really the forefathers of the podcasting movement. you know, you've been doing this for so long. And, you know, I think podcasts are really experiencing a renaissance right now, you know,
when was it a renaissance the first time?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've like just discovered them. Like I just got like a new iPhone. I'm like, holy shit. Like I can have more than two photos on it. So I'm really into the podcasting thing right now. So, I mean, how do you feel about your influence on the podcast boom?
Well, I don't know about how Vince feels, but I'm proud that we've remained so consistent in our level of influence throughout the years.
Yeah, I've consistently listened to the same amount of podcasts, specifically zero, for this whole entire time.
Well, you want to draw on other influences, but you don't want to draw too hard. So I think you guys can balance each other out with that then.
That's drawing a little too hard in the last break.
What?
Ben was making fun of my drawing. Here's a question. What are your views?
On, like, my vision? Or, like, my views on, like, life?
The question is, what are your views?
Just what are my views, period? I actually have really terrible vision.
I would not have guessed that.
Like, it's, like, really bad. From my window, I can see the top of some trees, which is not a bad view. Today I went to the aquarium and I viewed a sea cucumber and I touched it. Like a touch tank. And it was like me and like 7-year-olds.
I thought you were saying the sea cucumber was like you.
Well, I did connect with it. I really connected more with, you know, that fish that like hides in the sand and you can just see one of its eyes. Like that really spoke to me.
I don't know that fish.
It's a badass fish. What? It's like both its eyes are on one side of its body.
Yeah, that sounds
right. And it just
right.
like lays in the sand. It just like hangs out. It's like, don't fucking look at me. Like, blend. That's how I felt at the aquarium. I was like, blend. With all these small children.
Does that fish just sit there and, you know, wait for prey to come by? And
I 1000% cannot answer because I was not listening to the guide, but
okay, so you didn't witness it doing any kind of
pouncing. No, it was just blinking. Sand. That was pretty great.
Blinking is not great. Blinking
so
is
I
not
viewed
blending.
That crazy fish really throwing off its cover by blinking, and you had a sea cucumber, some urchins.
Okay, nice. What the hell is a sea cucumber? Am I the only one who doesn't know what that is?
A sea cucumber. Like, it literally looks like a hairy, wet, fat caterpillar. It's so gross.
Some might describe it as looking kind of like a cucumber.
But it does look like a cucumber. Whoever the fuck named it was way off their naming game.
I think it kind of looks like, I mean, it's, you know.
Like,
does it look
oblong?
More like a cucumber or less like a cucumber than a seahorse looks like a seahorse?
Ooh, good question.
Or like a horse.
Ugh. Well, I would say they're very similar in reference to the other, like the amount, they're the same.
Makes sense. Vince, I thought you were going to ask, does it look more or less like a cucumber than a zucchini looks like a cucumber?
You know, these questions are really what keeps me tuning in, guys.
Oh,
Just the questions.
I think I saw a zucchini on the street the other day.
That's not great.
Why was it on the street?
It was like an individually plastic wrapped zucchini from Whole Foods.
How do you know it's from Whole Foods?
Well, that zucchini is probably like $7. You should have picked it up and taken it home.
Oh, boy. I don't buy any fruits or vegetables unless they're like pre-processed and in a pouch.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's very un-California of you. You probably shouldn't move here.
I think that's extremely California.
I think they'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
there's no kale in that?
No, but, like, I don't consume it directly from the pouch, obviously. I put it through the Juicero first.
Yeah. As we discussed in the previous segment, this is the best idea anyone's ever had.
Pre-juiced juices?
Yep. You got it.
Nailed it.
Wow. I think you really are a little late to the business, but you could try.
Well, I'm not selling them. I'm buying them.
Oh, okay. Oh. I thought you were trying to buy them. You should get sponsored by them.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting. Oh my God. Maybe you should.
Yeah. You'd have an unlimited amount of them.
Maybe just a discount.
You know, you should shoot a little higher than that. The quality of content you produce is way too high to shoot that low.
You could get it for $200.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll negotiate. You know, we'll start by just asking for a small discount, and they'll probably propose a better deal for us.
Use code obscureporn for 30% off your pre-juice juices. I have another question for these two creative masterminds. Yeah. How did you have just the foresight to snag that domain name?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that was.
Do you remember?
That was Eric Heisen, I think.
Was it Eric Heisen?
I mean, it's his website, right?
Yeah, but that's just because he was like a guy who, you know, had websites.
No, I thought I thought the whole thing was his idea.
Are you sure? I thought it was like Montas.
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing, it's like an SEO thing, right? Like, oh, I want to have a blog, but I don't know what to call it, so let's just call it something that is like guaranteed to get 10 hits a day from random people who are Googling for porn.
Yeah, and it was also like, you know, super convenient for if you want to go on it at work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really advertiser friendly, and it probably looks great in a shirt. So.
Yeah, a shirt. Dude,
I'm eagerly awaiting your merch.
Yeah, merch.
I didn't even think of that. We could totally sell some shirts, right?
Yeah.
No, fuck advertisers. You guys are going to be your own money makers.
This is the internet business model circa like 2006 or so. Was like selling t-shirts.
Maybe we need a new logo. I don't think the current logo is going to look good on a shirt.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to make our new logo, though?
Should make it in Microsoft Paint. The 90s, essence of the 90s, like that kind of shit, is really making a comeback.
Yeah, nostalgia.
Capitalize on it.
You guys are getting me up to speed on all the trends today.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Hygge?
Yeah.
Is it called Huge?
Please answer the question. Have you heard of Hygge?
Like huge?
No.
Is it? I don't know.
Like Hygge.
Oh, isn't that some Norwegian thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, is it? Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm not kidding. So, I know this girl, and she dates, I think he's Swiss.
Oh.
And she was talking about this, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Is dating a Swiss person, is that Hygge already?
I don't know. She like used it in a status, and everyone was like commenting on it. And I was like, is this how you're old? When someone like a year younger than you writes a status and you don't know what the word is? Like, my little sister is 15, and everything she says to me, I'm like, I have no idea what you said.
Yeah.
We're not that far apart. What? I'm like, I don't know.
What's an example?
Yeah.
Basically anything, like any abbreviations, like LBS. I was like, pounds? Like, what is that? It means like laughing but smiling.
What is laughing but smiling?
I have no idea. I think that's what it means. Maybe I've just been saying it wrong.
Whenever
she's, like,
I hear
idiot.
Somebody laughing, I assume that they're frowning.
I'm probably incredibly wrong, and I can't wait for Ben Maine to specifically tell me I'm wrong about that, what that means. But
is that like when you tell your mom that, like, AF stands
or maybe it's
for
laughing but serious.
And fun.
It's probably laughing but serious. It's probably what it is.
This is
I don't know who or like according to like Fox News, it's probably like a sex term that the kids are using in the DL.
Yeah.
Like who knows? What
or
it
like
is,
a
but.
Sexting kids. Term probably. But no, I mean, so this is turning out to be a very embarrassing podcast.
Because we're all older.
Yeah. But
I love to get Hygge on a Monday night.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
I'm hip.
I think
with it.
Laughing but serious is a Like, there's already a term for that. It's called kidding on the square.
Excuse me?
Kidding on the square. That's where you're kidding, but you actually mean it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's been around.
Just make that up, because that's the worst phrase I've ever heard in my life.
No way, it's so useful.
It's not. No, I'm not saying that.
Well, you just, I mean, well, I'm going to say it, though.
All right.
You don't have to say it.
Hey, kids.
You don't have to say it.
No, that's what you're going to say before you say that phrase.
Okay, I mean, aren't you just talking about, like, being half-joking?
Yeah.
Okay, why didn't you just say that?
No, because it's, like, a little, it's different. It's not quite half-joking. It's, like, I mean, it's basically, like, half-joking. I don't know. It's just, I think it sounds like what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be like an emoji phrase to replace all words anyway. No,
that's
so
just the nature of language.
I'm really just wasting your time.
Is it like when Nelly said, you know, I'm just kidding, unless you want to do it?
Not.
Well, Nelly is the great poet of our time, so I'm really not certain.
Here's a question.
What do you mean by that?
Who do you think is more important, Nelly or Drake?
Important?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, for the world?
Like, in my life?
Just in general.
Let's turn it back to me and my life. And yeah. I would say Nelly, obviously. I mean, but I did love Degrassi. So I think Drake was very important in teaching me all about, like, what high school is not. Because when he was Wheelchair Jimmy, he really taught me a lot of things, especially about school shootings. I, like, was convinced that was going to happen after that episode. But I'm going to say Nelly. Although I did see him recently in concert. Long story, it was free. It was like a little awkward. And it wasn't good.
No?
It really wasn't. No, I was like the only one that was surprised that it wasn't good.
Why wasn't it good?
He's like a little too old. And he was like running back and forth across stage and he was like out of breath because the stage was like too big, and so there were free tickets to my friend's work, right? And so we went. I didn't really know who was playing, so Nelly was the opener for TLC without Left Eye because she's been gone for a long time, right? And then the main show was New Kids on the Block.
They're actually NKOTB now.
Their comeback tour, but they didn't have which Wahlberg do they have? They didn't have one of them. I think it was the Wahlberg.
Okay.
And but all their choreography was still for five, but there were four. They didn't change it.
So how do you know?
Very obviously, one person missing, and Nelly like played before anyone even sat down. It was it was no good.
That's a little depressing. Yeah.
Yeah, I was rocking it, but being like this one other woman who is very, very much older than me. But
I don't know. Is Nelly really? I don't feel like he fits with those other two in terms of.
No, I don't. I don't know who his agent is, but I think I think I should be the agent. I think I'd be good at that.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're Nelly, call in and 862-234-0491. We'll connect you with a better agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. I'll just throw them. I'll say, "Content is king, Nelly," and it'll automatically be better.
I'll be like, "Oh, content!"
Oh, why did I think of that?
That's a good Nelly impression.
Yeah. So, Vince, I think if content is king, I think that makes us like the queen mother or something, right?
No, definitely forefather.
You know, like Queen Victoria. The second.
Okay.
You know, think about
it. Does that mean we have a bunch of houses named after us?
Yeah. That's where Victoria comes from. All right. Well, I can see you don't want that title.
We'll work on it.
I have another question for our guest.
I do like the idea of being married to the content.
Of being married to the content. No, we gave birth to the content.
It's a working relationship.
Yeah, that's very incestual, Vince. But anyway, I have another question for our guest. Actually, I have a pre-question, which is, did we actually introduce you? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
It was like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually said like this is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we did. Yeah. Do you want to do it again?
We just had so much chemistry that we just launched right into it. I don't think they need to even know who I am at this point.
That's fine. I'll launch into my...
Let's not ruin the good thing we have going here.
Rewind on your friggin'...
I can't. It's live, man.
iPod Shuffle, whatever you're listening to.
That's a Zune.
All right.
You know, our tape delay is not that long. I can't go back that far.
Okay.
Anyway. My question for our guest is, how do you feel about things?
For the most part, I feel pretty good about things. Yeah, I don't really have any complaints about things.
That's good.
Yeah, so. I'm feeling good to be on the show. Yeah, I'm just so elated. I just have no other feelings.
Elated AF. Yeah. Elated LBS.
LBS, 100 emoji, 100 emoji, 100 emoji.
LBS just makes me think of IBS, which is probably not what it was.
You could still say that after your Facebook post if you wanted to, but it just some people might take it very differently.
I think that would be good. That's the new in bed for fortune cookies.
Right, and then like your Aunt Pearl will comment on it. She's like, what's wrong? Love Aunt Pearl.
Is your aunt actually named Pearl?
No, her name's Megan. But Pearl is a way better aunt name.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like one of my like great aunts could have been Pearl actually, but we'll never know.
Yeah. So I'm taking notes again.
I have a question for you guys actually. You know, we're just having such like a free flowing conversation here.
I really want the dialogue to go both ways.
It's a two-way street. Right.
It is.
It's actually a three-way street.
Like taking you during fire here, but you know, I just as a fan, I just can you please walk me through your creative process and you know maybe some of your artistic influences, even though you know Vince, you said you don't really listen to podcasts.
Yeah, Vince, where do you get your ideas?
I get my ideas from the car wash. Like I just go to the car wash. I don't have a car, but I just like stand on the belt and you know when the water and the soap and the brushes are all going, that's when I feel like, you know, some people have ideas in the shower, and so you know I used to have ideas in the shower, and I felt like if I really like enhanced that process, then I could get even better ideas.
Yeah, it's like 20 times as many ideas.
Yeah.
That's a great...
It's really it gets flowing there, you know? And when the wax cycle comes, and that's just when some of the best ideas hit.
That seals all the ideas in.
And you did start to smell a lot better, I noticed, at one point.
Like new car.
Yeah. No, wait, they don't put new car smell on in the car wash.
No, but they always have those like...
at the end, they like spray it in.
Yeah, those sprayers. Or you can just get the, not the pine cone tree, but the whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I like when they vacuum it at the end. I mean, they pretty much always do that. But, you know, that's good because vacuuming your car is like, it's so inconvenient.
What if you get the minivan that has the built-in vacuum?
What was it? Say that again.
You're going to some bougie car washes.
You don't
feel like mine just like spit soap on it and then I like leave. That was enough.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go back to that business.
I don't know when was the last time I was at a car wash. That's why my ideas have sucked lately.
Yeah. I mean, I remember you were trying to raise money one time and so you did you put on a car wash.
Oh, I've done that more than once.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think you made like what, $750 one time?
Almost enough to
That's
get
a lot
some
of money.
Dish.
It must have been the great bikini you were wearing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Wait.
As for my creative process, I pretty much just, I mean, you know, it's mostly unconscious. You know, I don't, you know, I've never had to articulate it before. So, but I think if I had to describe it, I would say that mostly I just kind of sit there and go like, So, and then probably Vince says something about like the NFL or Twitter or something.
Well, I'm glad you're so transparent with your process on the show. I really like to follow all the ums and ahs. It really, you know, leads me somewhere good.
Yeah, I mean, attentive listeners can, you know, they can detect between an and an ah and an
Yeah, there's so much nuance there. It's just so much to unpack.
That's right. Yeah. It's there's a lot in there. I was talking to somebody at work yesterday. You made me think of this when you said, you know, thank you for being so transparent. She was just talking about way more information than I've ever known or heard about, like, some of these insane things that girls do for, like, the sake of, you know, looking younger. Like, first of all, I never knew how old she was. Okay, turns out she's 32. But then she was saying, like, she was about to go to, like, some, like, basically a plastic surgery center to, like, weigh her options, or, like, something she described as, like, a body sculptor.
Was like a gym thing.
Is it? I don't know. She said something that sounded like, you know, some kind of operation for, like, fat rearrangement.
Okay, I thought, dude, what? Yeah, when you started talking about she's going to weigh her, I was like, what is going to be at the end of this sentence?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, I was more curious as to seeing where you were going to go, even with, you know, what surprised you about what she was going to say. So, because sometimes I feel like even when I, like, brush my hair, Ben's like, wow, you really do a lot in the morning. I'm like, I just fucking brush my hair. Like, I really didn't do that much. But
I am.
Things. The body sculpting is a thing. I don't have any firsthand experience with it, but I have a few friends, you know, California entertainment industry. They like look into it. They have like the hottest bodies anyway. But like the ounce of fat they have, they want to like, you can take it from like your hips and put it in like your breasts.
This is just liposuction, or is this something?
No, it's like lipo is just where you take it out. But body sculpting is where you move it around. So you could take fat from like your inner thighs and move it to your butt, or
oh man,
this is like freeze the fat. It's like moving it around, so it's supposed to be better than like silicone because it can't rupture, and it's your like own natural fat, so your body won't like reject it or something. But
am I taking it out and putting it back in, or is it like
they're just like they're literally sucking it out, tightening that area up, and then putting it somewhere else. So a lot of people have that instead of silicone breast implants. They just have like a fat transplant.
I didn't know if it was something where, like, if I just push really hard, it'll just like, you know, if I had some machine that generated a lot of force, I don't know where I would find.
Keep trying. I highly recommend keeping trying. It's probably like a Groupon somewhere. That's basically that. But my gym, I go to like a pretty nice gym, you know, with trainers and like great weights.
What's the name of your gym?
I go to a David Barton gym.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, they're like they're a pretty big like gay scene in New York, but here it's just kind of like
everyone,
just the Abercrombie models everywhere, basically. But not like actually, they're at the Equinox, so I have like the low budget models. But so it's this nice ass gym, but in the changing room they have big signs for this shit. I'm like, you're already at the fucking gym, like.
Yeah, but
how can they have this here?
That's the perfect place, because it's like, look at all this effort you're putting in. This place
could be easier.
Yeah. Yeah. This is crazy, right? I mean, does anyone agree or disagree that this is crazy?
I think I'm just a little jaded by it, because here, like, every billboard is either for a TV show or a movie to watch, or it's for like freezethefat.com. So I feel it. Are there like, there's so many radio ads. That are like, oh, you just got your tax refund, get a Brazilian butt lift. So I feel like it's so saturated here that like people just go to any old surgeon like in a strip mall without even thinking about it. So
I'm not sure where
your coworker is from, or I don't think it's that extreme, but I personally don't think I'd do it. I'm also 25, so I'm not there yet. But
yeah, well, right. That's what I was saying to her. I was like, you know, well, I mean, she's like thin, you know. I was like, I don't think you need to be doing this. And she was like, it's, you know, it's preventative. Like, you know, you can't act too soon.
Yeah, you know,
I would get preventative Botox.
But you know, women love it when men give them advice about what to do with their bodies.
I know they do. I mean,
yeah. Why don't you mansplain why she shouldn't get surgery or whatever? I mean, whatever just... the kids say, mansplain.
Yeah, no, that's the one. Well, yeah.
Don't mansplain over her rights. That's definitely not the correct term, but.
No, I mean, there was so much coming at me, you know, that I just said that one thing like in passing, but she had already moved on. But anyway,
you like came back to her desk like 20 minutes later about it, and you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I really thought about the plight of women.
Like in your armpit, so you don't sweat anymore.
Why is that good?
Yeah, wait, that sounds really bad.
If you're like really sweaty, I guess it helps. Like, if I was an incredibly sweaty person, I'd probably do that.
You said don't sweat anymore, like at all.
Well, I don't think you sweat from your armpits after you do that, or like greatly reduces it.
Well, that's the difference. Like, I mean, that sounds bad, right? Doesn't it just come out somewhere else then, or what?
Yeah, you're just super hydrated.
No, but overheated, right?
Really hot.
Maybe your feet
really
just sweat.
Hot.
I have no
idea.
It's
not going to help if your feet get sweaty and you're in, I guess, I don't know.
I wonder if you could do it for your palms, like sweaty palms.
Why is like who can tell if your palms or your armpits, like if you're a model?
Knees weak.
Arms, mom's spaghetti. But yeah, if you were, on set, I know one girl who was telling me about it. She is like a host, so she's on set all the time, and she's under the lights.
Oh, yeah.
And every break, you know, she's like fanning her armpits.
Mm.
So.
So, do you live in LA?
Yes.
What are we even talking about this entire time?
Well, I didn't know if it was like, you
free
know,
form, Ben.
LA or like, you know, Glendale or something.
That's in Arizona.
I'm not in Glendale.
No, I mean, I don't know anything about California.
Something Dale. It's very hot there.
In Arizona? Scottsdale? You think, okay. You know, like Scottsman?
All right, so no, we're in Hollywood. Hollywood correspondent Amira.
It's great to be here, Vince.
So, like, okay, I have always thought that living in LA would be super bizarre, like, basically for all the reasons that you are describing.
Right. So, every stereotype about this place is true.
Oh, man. That is so weird. So, like, out of, you know, I don't know how many strangers you interact with on a normal day, but, you know, what percentage of those are, like, aspiring entertainment industry people?
At least 90, definitely. Like,
seriously,
when my friends are on Tinder or whatever, you know, everyone has a headshot and they're like, don't trust a bitch with a headshot. It's like the running joke because they all have one. Or
this is crazy.
You know, everyone is, when I first moved to here, I was an intern. And then that eventually transitioned into a full-time job, but I was looking for a part-time job as well. And I could not find a part-time job because they were all taken by people who would, you know, be like literally undocumented and not take wages, really, or by actors and actresses. It was like, I just fucking, like, I didn't qualify to work at a Petco. And I grew up on a farm. I was like, yeah. For real?
I mean, that's very
different.
A vast
majority.
I would say growing up on a farm actually does disqualify you from working at a Petco because, you know, you're a very different relationship with animals than...
Well, we didn't murder them. We didn't kill them. But
none of them?
We sold them. I'm pretty great at raising most kinds of animals. But anyway,
they don't sell animals at a pet store.
They don't?
Oh, never mind. You're right. They do. Wait, okay, do people talk to each other? Like, do you like talk to strangers there, or is it just like everybody refuses to acknowledge, or is everyone just in a car and you never see anyone?
I mean, I don't talk to shit. I'm like, leave me alone. But people are pretty like friendly, but it's very, it's all front. It's like all 100% networking, really, or just being nice because they feel like they need to be nice. Like, I really enjoy living in California. Like, I'm not moving back east, and I definitely won't go home anytime soon, but it's just kind of what it is. Like, people are nice, but yeah. Like, at home, I feel like it's a more genuine kindness.
Sure. Well, no, but I mean, I've heard that, you know, Midwest, there's like that Minnesota nice or whatever. I know you're not from Minnesota. That's
Iowa nice. But,
right. No. Either way.
But yeah.
So I heard that that's fake too.
It's like a nosy fake, but I feel like
I think it's the most genuine. They will go out their
way to help you. California would just like be like, oh, do you need help? To be like, say that you need help.
Right.
But then they wouldn't like offer you the ride. But in Missouri, they would like drive way far out of their way to drop you off somewhere. You know.
Right. I think Midwest nice is like the most genuine nice I've experienced.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like Southern nice is a little faker than Midwest nice.
But
yeah, Southern nice is like very judgy. And then yeah, West Coast nice is just like a front, like they're yeah, I don't know. They're not actually being nice.
What about Mid-Atlantic nice?
Oh, that's the best nice.
Or maybe that doesn't exist.
Mid-Atlantic's great.
Never heard of it.
Right. I was just talking about this.
Probably for a reason.
This is pretty unrelated, but did you guys hear about that thing where Mike Pence can't eat dinner with a woman alone?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not news or whatever, but...
Oh, that's news. I mean, it's not news because it's been known,
it's
I guess.
It's not breaking news.
It's been it's not breaking news.
Yeah.
I guess it's breaking for the podcast if this is the first time we've ever talked about it.
It is. One of the few things we have not yet talked about.
I mean,
it's so it's insane.
Why would I ever, like, even speak to a woman who's not my wife?
No, but, like, he'll do it, but he just can't be alone with one.
Yeah, right. If she's there, it's fine.
Yeah.
Also, not going to drink any alcohol.
Or if another person is there, it just can't be them one-on-one.
Isn't that, like, the most insane thing you've ever heard?
I mean, I don't think it's very, I don't think it's very reasonable, and I can't say I would do it or want my significant other to do that.
Right,
like,
I mean,
it's crazy.
The logic
but I
is
definitely
like,
see how, as a politician, they can keep you out of trouble.
Well, but that's not his, that's not why.
That's not why.
That's not why, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see why that could be a thing. And I know that's like a thing for Orthodox Jews do that too. I guess his thing is just he's really Christian, or maybe they have like a bad marriage, or they're just crazy. Like, I don't know.
Well, okay. He's I'll explain the, I mean, I don't know if you probably already heard this, but like the reasoning is he loves his wife so much that he doesn't want to do anything to risk that. So, which includes ever.
But why is that time. Risky though? Like,
right. Because, you know, if you're just alone with a woman, you can't control yourself. You'll just forget everything that you love your wife so much. You'll just completely forget all of that because there's a woman there. It could be any woman at all. It could even be like a 12-year-old girl. I don't know.
Be your Aunt Pearl. You know, Mike your just Aunt likes Pearl. To live on the edge, and he's just so seductive. He just needs these rules in place.
Yeah. It's just like so crazy.
I don't know. It's
so
really
backwards.
Weird. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to eat dinner alone with a man?
Yeah.
No, that it also could lead to risky behavior.
Wait, did you say is he allowed to or is she allowed to?
Yes, he allowed to.
He's allowed to.
Why though?
This is all self-imposed. But,
yeah, but
yeah. I mean, because he's not gonna fall in love with a man. What are you talking about?
I don't know, maybe.
Why do you think he's so against, like, the gays and conversion therapy and shit?
Well, I think he's for conversion therapy. Question.
Clearly, little gay.
Yeah. Well, then I'm like, is his wife allowed to be alone with a man? And probably
she can probably do whatever the fuck she wants. She's definitely making this rule.
No, I don't know. It's not. It's not. It's not
self-imposed?
Her. Yeah. Sure. That's what makes this so much more insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird, but, you know, do what you want, I guess. I feel like it would just be really inconvenient.
I mean, now that I'm thinking about, like, how often would I ever be having dinner alone with some other woman. I mean,
I don't know. Like,
yeah, I mean, okay. On the other hand, yeah, like maybe you're just,
I mean, like, let's say, like, I thought about this too. Like, I don't usually like go out to eat with people just
like one-on-one.
Yeah. But like, right. if you're friends with somebody and like, let's say you have a friend and she's coming to town and she wants to meet up with you.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go have dinner with her.
Right.
That's not like you're going to go have dinner with her and then like take her back to the hotel.
Or like, imagine if, you know, there were three of you hanging out and then your one other male friend had to leave and then it was just you and some female friend. And then you'd be like, all right, gotta go.
Well, so that actually happened to me one time in high school, and it turned out that it was a date, and I didn't figure that out until, like, the next day.
Oh, my God, like, they were setting you up?
I think I told you this before.
I don't know. I don't remember this.
I was supposed to hang out with two people, a girl and a guy.
Yeah.
And then the guy, like, mysteriously never showed up. And then, you know, we went on a date.
But you didn't realize that until...
Well, I thought she was actually still dating this other guy. It turned out that they broke up, but, like, she failed to mention that. So I was just like, okay, you know, whatever.
Right.
But then they got back together afterwards. And they got back together afterwards, so I was like, oh, good thing nothing happened.
So I guess you were a bad date.
So you sucked, is what you say.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, you weren't trying.
Yeah, exactly.
So what'd you do? Just like go bowling or something?
We saw Night at the Museum.
Oh my God.
It may have been Night at the Museum too. I don't remember.
It's a great date movie too.
I know.
Whose idea was that?
I wonder why you didn't have a second date.
I don't know whose idea it was.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So maybe he's right.
Yeah. Maybe he's probably right.
Every one-on-one interaction with a woman.
Yeah. Like I said, it's one of those things that kind of make you go like, I don't know about that, but it's not like, do what you want, I guess, but it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
He also calls her mother, apparently, so that's another thing.
That's weird.
Yeah, what? Like Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, I guess.
The word mother and father just, like, evokes such a gross, like, the purgy feeling to me. Like, what are we going to eat, mother? Like, ew.
Yeah.
Are you a murderer?
Yeah. Yeah. I knew a guy who spoke, like, addressed his mother as mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he probably had, like, severed heads in his fridge.
Yes, mother.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm doing well in school, mother.
No, not to be trusted.
Yeah, I mean, like, you kind of started that sentence as if it was going to end with, and then, yeah, he turned out to be.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed in the story. But it's fine. Content is king.
No, he's...
You'll get better at it.
Totally normal guy. Paul Vernet.
Cool. Shout out.
So, okay. Do you guys want to do a break and do one more segment? Or do you think we've covered all the bases here?
We've covered just such a small fraction of the bases. There are so many more bases. We're at the tip of the base iceberg here. You know.
Okay. Are we at the tip or are we at the base?
You know what? I'm just. It's just flowing. I'm just going with the flow. So. Your call.
Do we have? Can we take any calls?
I don't want to take calls.
All right. I thought you were telling Nelly to call in.
Yeah, if Nelly calls, we'll answer. I'll get the phone screener to give us a heads up.
Okay.
Yeah, his agent. We'll call your agent, and it'll be great.
You're his agent now.
And if I'm here after the break, then it'll be a great surprise for everyone. Congratulations. If I'm not, this has been a great time.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, it's a cliffhanger for until we come back.
Yeah. At least this time there's actually something to reveal.
Yeah. Wait, what was the last time? Whether or not we were going to be able to call Michael Staff.
Yeah.
And we did. So yeah. We'll okay. see what happens.
Here we go.
Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on, available at Walgreens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm with the gang, 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 and we about to go up. Switching lanes, it's a thing every time we show up. You a lame, 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 and you so below us. Bet your hoe she know us, cause you know we glowed up. We stay down, and came up, and came up. We stay down, and came up, the gang up.
I'm a villain that's winning. With precision, I'm killing. Represent the religion.
Welcome back from break for the exciting resolution to the cliffhanger of whether our guest is still here.
Yeah, she's not here anymore.
What a twist.
What a twist. Mm-hmm. All right, so to wrap things up here on the Benjamin Show, it's time for the rapid fire round. Alright, first question. Weed or caffeine? One gotta go.
Lightning round, answering quickly. Caffeine.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
Ding! Okay.
Next question. What do you call it when you, like, throw a ball around with somebody?
Blind catch.
Yes, correct. Have you ever heard of having a catch?
I feel like I heard that on, like, a TV show one time.
Yeah, I heard that also, I think it was, like, on Arrested Development, but apparently there's people who actually call it that.
When was it on Arrested Development?
When Joe has been stabbed in the back, right before he was stabbed in the back,
yeah.
He was having a catch.
Okay, I guess this is that line about, like, you know, I thought throwing that ball against the garage door for an hour by yourself is how you build character. Or how you... whatever. Something about your arm.
But I'm white.
Yeah. I'm white. Oh my god. What a good show.
Yeah. Is there going to be another season of that?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe? I don't know.
I'm like not even excited about that anymore.
What are you excited about? This is like peak TV. It's
yeah,
a TV renaissance.
Peak TV, peak podcast. It's like those are the twin peaks of which they are making more. What am I excited about? Well, Silicon Valley's coming back soon.
Yeah, do you think they're going to talk about the juicer? What is it? I already forgot what it's called.
Juicero?
Yeah, that's it. wait, so it's just juicer with an O on the end? My god.
The whole thing is a scam, even the name. I think there was something else I was excited about. Well, I've been rewatching Parks and Recreation, which was reminding me when I used to be excited about that.
But do you only watch comedies or like?
Yeah, that's right.
You don't watch Fargo, The Americans, Better Call Saul.
What do you like?
Homeland.
For some reason, the other day, I was like, actually, I do think I want to watch The Wire, which I've never felt before. So maybe I'll do that.
How about Archer?
I watched like a few episodes of that, and it was okay. I don't know. Does it like get much better at some point?
I don't know. I would have thought you liked it to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I would too, but I didn't love it.
Okay, what about Bob's Burgers?
That's pretty good.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty good.
How about Master of None?
I didn't like that.
What?
I explicitly did not like that.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It was just lame.
How the fuck was it lame?
It was, like, filler.
How the fuck was it filler?
It was not that funny.
Oh my god.
Only like maybe like 4 episodes were worth the time.
Jesus Christ.
And like none of the actors were very good.
Oh my god.
The main guy was fine. And I guess his girlfriend was good.
You didn't like his parents?
Oh, I mean, I was fine with that for what it was, yeah. But like his Asian friend was horrible.
Oh my god. That's racist.
Against actors? Yeah, maybe.
This is the worst take I've heard today.
I really did not like that show. I only really did not like it in reaction to everyone else who was like, this is the best thing ever. It was like fine. I didn't not enjoy it, but it was just not worth the time.
All right, how about Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I like that.
Well, are you excited? Because yeah, it's coming out again.
I am excited. I'm excited for that. I just heard about that recently.
Have you seen Big Little Lies?
No, that sounded good.
It's the Ally McBeal guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. David. I know that. What is it?
Yeah.
David, whatever.
My favorite show, Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
David Kelly, is that right?
Sure.
Two persons, whatever.
Right. Why? What are you? Are those all the ones that you're excited about?
Well, that's just what I'm watching and planning to watch in the future.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah, dude. I gotta. You know, what if the writers go on strike again?
Yeah. Then we'll have, you know, many more episodes of Kong with a beard spinning a quarter on his desk. I did like that, actually.
People are going to have to start listening to podcasts instead.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wait, can we go on strike?
No, we're not going to go on strike. We're going to win. We're going to
win people's attention, you know?
We're going to win the potty.
I wonder what the, like, object for that is. Like, what does the award actually look like?
An iPod, obviously. Some headphones.
A golden iPod.
Yeah, we're going to win the golden iPod this year.
Taking home that golden iPod.
They're going to give us the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wait, like Lifetime Channel?
Yeah.
I guess we did talk about domestic abuse this episode, right? Probably? I don't know.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, now we are.
Great. Well, that's a great note to end on.
Wait, shit. What was I gonna say?
Go on.
TV shows. Did you watch any of Dave Chappelle on Netflix?
Yeah, it sucked.
Hello?
Yeah, it fucking was bad.
Oh, sorry. I lost you for a second there. Really? You didn't like it? I've only watched one of them. I thought it was pretty good.
No, he's washed.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was still good.
I mean, the first one was better than the second one.
Oh, okay.
But neither of them were maybe. Like... No, he's washed, man. I mean, it's not his fault.
Well, I got older.
Yeah.
You like what it was? Anything specific you didn't like, or it just wasn't that funny?
Well, there was a lot of, like, you know, transgenders, am I right? What's the deal? Like,
yeah, dude, okay, I also went and watched, this is a very old take, but I finally went and watched, there's like they have those Eddie Murphy specials on Netflix, or actually just one of them.
Which one?
Delirious.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, like, I've never heard that before, but everyone's always talking about how hilarious it is.
Yeah, doesn't age well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, he just starts off with like some very anti-gay stuff.
Well, you know, it's comedy, you know, you can't...
I mean, yeah,
You can't get offended. You're not allowed to get offended at anything that's phrased in the form of a joke.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, like, I got past that. I'm willing to go with a bit, you know, but it was just like, it was just dated, I guess.
Yeah.
Even forgetting about the subject matter. Yeah, no, I know that thing you just said, like, oh my god, what's up with that? Even like comedians that you actually like seem to be going on that, you know, trend.
Just joking, bro.
Uh-huh.
Are you getting all, are you triggered?
Right, yeah.
You need a safe space?
Yeah. Too much of a snowflake.
Special snowflake. These damn millennials, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking millennials.
Yeah.
I'm well, anyway. LBS about this.
I'm having IBS about this, like I said earlier. Wait, was that, you only had two questions for the lightning round?
Yeah, and look how long it's taken.
Yeah, I mean, if this was a real lightning storm, it would have been like, you know, maybe the sky would have been lit up for like, how long has it been? 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was reading about that girl who her plane got struck by lightning in Peru.
I didn't hear about that.
Well, she's 62 years old now or okay. something. But she was 17 at the time.
And the lightning aged her 50 years?
Oh, no, my God. The lightning made the plane disintegrate.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, it'd be because like it hit the engine and then like
it exploded.
Yeah, you know, there was some, the wing fell off and then you know, so she fell out of the plane. In
was she the old? Who else was in the plane?
Oh, I don't know, 60, 80 other people.
Okay.
Yeah, so the rest of them died, but she was strapped to her seat and she fell into the rainforest and then. She survived. It turns out some of the other people survived, but they were not able to seek help.
So they like starved.
She couldn't find any of them. She had to walk through the jungle for 10 days.
Oh wow.
And like do all this like survival shit.
Yeah.
But I guess that was like the worst like single the worst death toll from like a lightning event.
Mm. Like any kind of lightning event, not just a plane lightning event.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you think about it, like, somebody gets struck by lightning, it's like one person. It's,
yeah, one dude, yeah. Yeah, fair enough. So she just, like, walked through the jungle for 10 days and finally...
Well, she walked downstream because the plane crashed next to a stream.
Well, that's good.
And so, you know, her father taught her all this survival shit, like, walk downstream and, you know, pour gasoline on your wounds to... You flush the 35 maggots out of them.
Oh, God. Man, where's the James Franco playing her in a movie, you know?
Werner Herzog made a made-for-TV documentary about her.
Oh, yeah? What was it called?
I forget.
Okay.
Something about wings or something.
Okay. Thanks.
It's like 15 years old. You can look it up.
All right. I probably won't. But,
yeah.
That's... I mean, that's some very specific advice. Like, how often do you have gasoline
next to you? I don't know.
I mean, that's like specifically if you get in a plane crash.
No, the gasoline, she found it later.
She found it later?
Yeah.
But, like, no people around?
No, there was gasoline? No, she went to the loggers' camp.
And there were no loggers?
There were no loggers. Their boat was there. And then she didn't want to steal the boat, so she just waited for them to show up.
Oh, and they did show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they then they had to take her to the next town via canoe.
Oh, jeez.
Took like several hours.
I was just listening to this other podcast about this pilot who had to eject at like 47,000 feet.
That's and then very high.
His Yeah, very high. And, like, his eyes were, like, you know, bugging out, and his stomach was, like, blowing up like crazy.
Oh, God.
And then he, like, fell through a huge storm and basically was whipped around in the storm for, like, 20 minutes. Shit. But finally landed. And, oh, yeah, and then when he landed, I mean, his parachute went off, which was good, but then that's how he got caught in the storm. But then basically, he was about to land safely, but then one more gust of wind came and, like, slammed him into a tree.
Wait, why did he have to eject at 47,000 feet? Was his plane about to blow up or something?
Yeah, like the engines both failed or something.
Yeah, but, okay, the engines both failed on Captain Sully, and he didn't eject.
Well, I don't think he was at 47,000 feet.
Yeah, exactly. He friggin' flew the plane right into the river.
Yeah, because he was low enough. Like, this guy, you know...
This guy would have had even more time to find a river to fly into.
Well, I think, like, the wing fell off or something.
It's always bad.
Yeah. Anyway, he lived.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and, like, one of his
really
fingers...
sarcastic. Congratulations.
Yeah. So, yeah. One of us just now needs to get into... survival experience, and then we can talk about it on the next episode.
Do you think the people who made that podcast about the pilot are going to win a potty?
Maybe. I mean, I'd
really
listen
want
to
a
it.
Potty, no. But I don't want to apply for it or like do any work.
I'll submit you. I'll submit you. You don't have to submit me even.
Why can't we?
Which episode?
Why can't we win it jointly? This episode.
Okay. This will be for your consideration.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we can win it jointly.
Yeah, that'll be appropriate for 420. The spirit of 420.
All right. See you next time.
Bye, listeners.